what about those things on the edge of the roof that carry off the rainwater?
Gutters.
Oh, the gutters. Are those usually built in or suspended or?
Suspended.
Usually suspended.
To come in there. I ain't gonna fit in the roof.
What about a little place that you might have outside your backyard where a person might keep firewood or tools or something like that?
I guess I'd say that was a storage house.
Storage house?
Mm-hmm. Storage room.
Would some people call that a shed?
Shed. Yes, I guess so. Shed more or less in this part of the country pertaining to plantation homes or farm homes whereby which involve stock with the keeping of harnesses and such as that, and animals and so forth.
In the days before indoor plumbing, there was usually some sort of outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard that called?
There's a toilet.
Pre-P-I-E.
There's no saying there. Pre-P-I-E. Have you ever used an Indian?
Is that right? I didn't know that. Have you ever heard any joking terms around here for that?
Well, not particularly. You've always heard jokes. To such as that, but nothing that I can recall.
What about let me ask you about some typical buildings that you would find around a farm that you know about?
Well, you would have barns, and years ago they called an outhouse a smokehouse. That's an old southern term. Where they kept their meats stored and so forth. And that's where they smoked and prepared the meats. That's what they called it. Then, as you said a while ago, a shed. Different. And in more modern day, storage of automobiles, garages, they call it.
And what about a place that...
Pump houses, where they kept their pumps, pump water and all for stock and so forth.
Were there any buildings that were used exclusively for storing grain?
Other than barns, and all I know. Cribs, they stole corn, they call it cribs, but it was more or less out of the weather inside the barn. You call it a corn crib. A hay loft in a barn where hay, but that was still part of the barn.
Have you ever heard of something called a granary, where just general types of grain like?
We never, this area here never went in for grain too much. All of this area we were raised here was cotton when I was a kid and such as that. Very few grain. In other words, corn, I can't, say we had corn cribs.
Right.
A place for cotton seed, but we didn't, grain, there wasn't too much grain ever raised in this country. In fact, in the past few years I can only recall having seen wheat. When I was a child, there was no such thing as soybeans raised in this area. The only thing we raised in this area then was cotton and corn. Hay, such as that, that was all.
You mentioned hay.
A few grains, if any, other than corn, but no wheat.
Before hay is baled, sometimes it'll be piled up in a field in a pretty substantial pile. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Stack.
A stack?
A stack.
Those are usually roughly how big do you suppose?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with farming. I was never on a farm.
I see.
But I'd say they would be 25, 30 feet in diameter, maybe 10, 15 feet high, something like that.
Have you ever seen any place around here that might be used for storage?
In this country, I can't recall having hay ever stacked, that I can recall.
Is that right?
But they don't stack it here. They generally always took it up and stored it in the barns.
Was there any place other than the barn that it might be